Iran has warned that countries supporting U.S. economic pressure could be treated as enemies and face retaliation. Tehran also said it could stop oil exports through the Strait of Hormuz if the economic campaign continues. The warning comes after U.S. President Donald Trump announced tougher measures against countries that provide Iran with economic support, raising fears of another regional crisis. Iran has warned other countries not to support the U.S. economic campaign against Tehran. Mohsen Rezaei, Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, said any country taking part in or supporting the campaign would be considered to be committing an act of war. In a social media post, Rezaei said, "If the economic war continues, not a single drop of oil will be exported, neither through the Strait of Hormuz nor from anywhere in the Persian Gulf. Iran will regard any country's participation in or support for America's economic war against the Iranian people as an act of war. If the economic war continues, not a single drop of oil will be exported neither through the Strait of Hormuz nor from anywhere in the Persian Gulf. Iran will regard any country's participation in or support for America's economic war against the Iranian people as an act of war." Arabic meme, Arabic het, Arabic scene, Arabic noon, Arabic rot, Arabic data, Arabic alif, Arabic Farsi, yay, Arabic Farsi, yay. At Rezaei, August 23, 2026. Rezaei's latest warning came after comments by U.S. President Donald Trump. In a Wednesday post on Truth Social, Trump announced what he called the most crushing economic operation ever taken against countries providing Iran with a lifeline. Trump said the move would amount to economic warfare and isolation on an unprecedented scale. He described the campaign as an economic D-Day. Rezaei had already issued a similar warning on Saturday during an interview with Iran's state-run IRIB TV. He said Iran would first negotiate with countries that joined the U.S. campaign and ask them to stay out of the conflict. However, he warned that Tehran could target the interests of countries that refuse. He also said Iran would not allow oil to leave the Strait of Hormuz if nearby countries joined the U.S. effort. Rezaei said Iran has learned over the years how to bypass U.S. sanctions and continue selling oil. Rezaei also repeated Iran's position that the Strait of Hormuz will remain closed unless the United States meets its commitments under a June Memorandum of Understanding between Iran and the U.S. He said Washington must take the first step this time. On June 18, the United States and Iran signed a Memorandum of Understanding aimed at ending the war in the region on all fronts, including Lebanon. The agreement called for negotiations within 60 days to reach a final deal. That 60-day period ended on Monday, but the future of the talks remains unclear after tensions between the two countries increased last month. Stay informed on all the latest news, real-time breaking news updates, and follow all the important headlines in India News and World News on Zee News.